WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey there, beautiful people. Brooklyn Weston here, your friendly neighborhood stoic explorer, ready to help you navigate this crazy thing called life with a little more grace, grit, and dare I say it, joy. You know that feeling when you're running on empty, juggling a million things, and the thought of doing one more thing sends you spiraling into a mental pit of despair? Yeah, been there, done that, got the burnt-out hoodie to prove it. But guess what? Today we're talking about something super crucial, self-care for your mental health. Now, before you roll your eyes and think, oh, here comes another preaky wellness spiel, hear me out. Self-care isn't about bubble baths and face masks, although those are great. It's about intentionally prioritizing your well-being so you can show up as your best self in all areas of life. Think of it like this. Your mind is like a high-performance engine, constantly churning away. If you don't regularly give it the oil changes, tune-ups, and fuel it needs, eventually it's going to sputter and stall. Here are 5 key takeaways to remember about self-care that will seriously level up your mental game. 1. Listen to your body seriously. Ever felt that nagging tension in your shoulders, the tightness in your chest? Those aren't just random aches, they're your body screaming for a break. Pay attention to those signals and give yourself permission to rest when you need it. Remember, taking time to recharge isn't selfish, it's essential. 2. Move your body. Now, I'm not saying you have to run a marathon or become a yoga master, although if that's your jam, go for it. Just find something you enjoy, a brisk walk in nature, dancing like nobody's watching, even just stretching, and move your body regularly. It's incredible how much better you feel both physically and mentally after a good sweat session. 3. Fuel your mind and body. Junk food isn't doing anyone any favors. Think of what you put into your body as fuel for your mind and emotions. Load up on whole foods, fruits, veggies, and get that healthy dose of hydration. Trust me, your brain will thank you. 4. Cultivate mindfulness. Life can feel like a whirlwind, right? With constant notifications, to-do lists, and the pressure to be on all the time, it's easy to lose touch with the present moment. Take a few minutes each day to practice mindfulness, sit quietly, focus on your breath, and simply observe your thoughts and feelings without judgment. It's like hitting the reset button for your mind. 5. Connect with your tribe. Humans are social creatures, we thrive on connection. Make time for meaningful conversations with loved ones, join a club or group that aligns with your interests, or even just strike up a conversation with a stranger at the coffee shop. Feeling supported and connected makes a world of difference in our mental well-being. Imagine this. You're staring down a mountain of work, deadlines looming, emails piling up, and you feel that familiar knot of anxiety tightening in your chest. But wait. You remember those self-care tips we just discussed. So what do? First, take a few deep breaths and remind yourself to be present. Then, maybe step away for a quick walk to clear your head. Maybe grab a healthy snack instead of reaching for that bag of chips. And then reach out to a friend or colleague and share what's on your plate. Sometimes just voicing those feelings can lighten the load. D. Self-care isn't about escaping reality, it's about equipping yourself to face it with more resilience and grace. It's about showing up for yourself, so you can show up fully for the world around you. So, my brilliant listeners, what are you waiting for? Start incorporating these self-care practices into your daily routine and watch your mental well-being soar. Remember, taking care of yourself isn't a luxury, it's a necessity. Share this episode with your friends and family who could use a little reminder about the power of self-love. And don't forget to leave a review. Your feedback keeps me going. Until next time, keep shining bright, you beautiful souls.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.